in going to the hearing period?
Well, January 12th is what the original law actually was created for. It was that date. So it's actually not going to be until that date that waiting period would be affected. That's just the way it was put in the law. It's pretty clear, pretty straightforward.
Do you think that the waiting period should be in effect?
Well, I think the reason for the waiting period is probably the important part of this. The waiting period, in my understanding of it, and it was to reduce fraud and to be able to have individuals have the opportunity to be able to get the correct information in the application process. Most people we found out that I've talked to in my district, and you know that my district has the highest unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin, and we've been number one or two for the last about 15 years. So it's a pretty hot topic, and most of the individuals that I've talked to have indicated that they're not as concerned about losing benefits right now and then, you know, getting a benefit immediately from the unemployment insurance when they lose a job today, because they have resources that can carry them through for that portion of the waiting period. This whole bill was about extending benefits to those that were caught in the interim, the middle of the triggering off for the state of Wisconsin. And so some of those individuals that were in that predicament could have been going to school to get retrained, looking for jobs, and diligently out there looking for jobs, and all of a sudden they have a new worry on the horizon that they have to worry about feeding their family, paying for the mortgage or the rent, etc. So that became the difficulty. So this was all about those benefits, not the immediate benefit of somebody applying right now, because actually that isn't going to happen until, you know, January of 2012 to begin with. The other important aspect here is that some people had stopped in April. I think it was April 16th. April 16th is when it triggered off. Those people that actually stopped, and this is really important to get this point out to everybody, that those individuals who stopped reporting need to go in, if they had eligibility, go in and get up to date on where they would have been with their reporting process. Because once that information is in the system, DWD will be able to start paying out those benefits, those extended benefits, and I guess it's within a couple, two, 3 days, they'll be able to do that. So it's important to get that across to those individuals, because now this benefit is going to be available.
Okay.